USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Northern California, two people are dead and four are injured and in the hospital after a shooting at a Walmart distribution center. This reporter broke the story live on KOVR Sacramento.
I'm going to take you back to that breaking news in Red Bluff. This is about 120 miles north of Sacramento. We're getting some new information now. There are reports of an active shooter and shots fired at a Walmart distribution center. Investigators say several people are hurt. Witnesses reported seeing a car crash into a building, hurting a couple of people. The car caught fire. Employees were told lock themselves inside a room. Officials are going through the building to make sure it's clear.
Officials at St. Elizabeth Community Hospital confirm there are four patients now in fair condition. First responders say at least one person was hit by the car. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More federal problems with virus restrictions. A federal judge is blocking New York City and state from enforcing some of its coronavirus restrictions. Details now from USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
The judge blocked New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo from enforcing limits they issued restricting the size of outdoor religious gatherings. The judge ruled de Blasio and Cuomo can't encourage people to take to the streets to protest racial inequality while restricting outdoor religious gatherings. The judge said the mayor and governor gave preferential treatment to thousands of protesters marching in close quarters in the streets violating social distancing rules while aggressively enforcing limitations on religious gatherings. The suit was brought by Catholic priests from upstate and Orthodox Jewish leaders in the city. They accused the governor and the mayor of an abuse of power and shuttering houses of worship while supporting mass protests. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Sudan has now criminalized carrying out female genital mutilation, making it punishable by 3 years in jail. Some 87% of Sudanese women have undergone some form of genital mutilation, according to the United Nations. In Africa, it's common for young women to have their genitalia completely removed without any anesthesia, most of them before they reach puberty. Genital mutilation can result in urinary tract infections, uterine infections, kidney infections, and reproductive issues. The reason the girls are mutilated is because of a widespread cultural belief that it's essential for girls' reputations and future marriage prospects. Despite a global trend towards banning the practice, UNICEF reports 29 countries in Africa and the Middle East still do it. 24 of the countries have legislation or some sort of decrees against it. Genital mutilation was already illegal in some Sudanese states, but the bans were widely ignored. There have been previous attempts to ban FMG across the whole country, but Parliament, under longtime leader Omar al-Bashir, rejected the recommendations. Women were at the forefront of the movement that toppled Bashir in April 2019. Under the amendment, anyone who performs female genital mutilation faces 3 years in prison and a fine. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.